I'm Mirella Brusani, an art history major at Oberlin College, class of 2011, and I'll be talking about Jean-Baptiste Oudry's A Young Rabbit and Partridge Hung by the Feet. The painting's depiction of hunted animals for the use of sport and food is a morbid yet fine example of Jean-Baptiste Oudry's late career paintings of dead game hunt still lives. As one of France's leading dead game painters, various members of nobility, such as dukes and even France's very own King Louis XV, commissioned Oudry's works to be hung in dining rooms, which is an appropriate place to be viewed, especially during meals, because his images depict food waiting to be stripped and are plucked for cooking. Oudry was extremely successful in his career and such a prolific painter that he often exhibited his work in France's famous Paris Salon, where he was said to have shown twice as many paintings as any other artist of his time. He even displayed this painting at the Salon, which was said to have formed a pendant to another now-lost painting of a jay and an oriole hung by the feet. Although initially intending to become a portraitist as a young man, Oudry's signature imageries began to take form when he painted dead birds with insects under the tutelage of Nicolas de La Gilière, a Flemish-trained painter who transmitted to France the artistic roots of still lives from the Netherlands' previous century. This form of painting in France helped to slowly replace the 18th century's extremely extravagant and ornate manner of Rococo with a new, more realistic style of naturalism and illusionism. Oudry, one of the foremost realistic painters of his time, also mastered the skill of trompe-l'œil, tricking the eye. His skill of illusion, apparent through his naturalism and color, kept to the academic principles that he taught. These emphasized skills and techniques that he deemed necessary for anyone trying to become a great artist. For Oudry, the only true art based itself on nature, thus conveying a message was only secondary. Therefore, the illusion of naturalism and color was of the utmost importance, which meant one should depict objects, not subjects. A Young Rabbit and Partridge Hung by the Feet is misleadingly simple with its neutral background that displays Oudry's academic principles of relative color and shadows of naturalism, which helped to create the spatial illusion of the figures hanging a few inches away from their hook. Proving Oudry's sophisticatedly simple illusionistic style, within this image, there is no imposed structure or framing device needed to imagine the suspended game, and there are no contrasting colors in the background needed to enhance the subtle grays and browns of the animals. What is particularly interesting about this painting is that art conservationists believe the animals to have been painted first on the canvas and then the background. This unusual technique suggests that the details adding to its realism were the final layers that he painted, overlapping the light background with subtle darker details, such as the whiskers of the rabbit and the tips of its fur, heighten the sense of illusion. This is also seen in the single red drop of blood dripping from the rabbit's nose in the gallery's other Oudry painting, A Hare and a Leg of Lamb of 1742. Overall, Oudry's painterly style, smooth brushstrokes, and close attention to details, such as the subtle coloring of the partridge's feathers, all helped to create an intensely quiet, harmonious, and calm image, despite its morbid subject. Viewers of the painting can thus easily feel relaxed while envisioning themselves petting the splendidly fluffy rabbit fur or plucking a feather from the beautiful plumage of the partridge.